And it's a Muser's tradition. The morning after, did I tease that 8:55 is when we're going to talk about the new Cowboys offense, 8:55. And it's a tradition the morning after a Cowboys game, win or lose, we visit with the owner and general manager who joins us now, Jerry Jones. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. I want to make it very clear that you're talking to real Jerry Jones and not the hologram Jerry Jones. Did y'all see that? I got a hologram out there.
Yes, we saw. In fact, we've talked to hologram Jerry.
What'd you call it?
Hologram.
I thought it was pronounced hologram.
Hologram?
Yeah, because it hollers at you when you talk to it.
Maybe in Arkansas that's what they call it.
So we call it in Arkansas. Sure enough. Did you see that job of GM and I did with this thing?
Well, congratulations.
I was very impressed with myself. Very impressed with myself last night. I got to the former number three pick in the NFL draft and essentially only had to give up a Happy Meal for him. That was positive GM and I did during that offseason. Mm-hmm. Getting us in the position to win.
Yep.
I drafted that miniature Emmett Smith and that little hobbit body of Deuce Vaughn. That's me, did it?
Yep.
Serious GM. And in fact, after seeing my GM in performance yesterday, I'm thinking that I need to put myself in the Ring of Honor before the end of this season. What do you think about that? I'm
kind of surprised you haven't done that yet. Yeah.
Let's open them up, 888-787.
Hey, we're about to talk about this. What did you think of Mike McCarthy calling plays last night?
You know, Craig, I was very happy about that. You know, for the first time in about 5 years or so, we didn't have that puberty-ridden mind of 16-year-old Kellen Moore behind our offensive game plan. And I was very thankful that Mike McCarthy, a true adult, took over the job. And we don't have an offensive coordinator all distracted by boobs and Fortnite and whatever these teenage kids are into these days.
I don't think he was distracted by that.
And I have to say, I thought he did very well. And I thought the game went very well. And I just hope my upcoming sexual harassment trial goes as well as the game did last night.
Okay, yeah. We can keep it away from that and just talk football.
Let's do it.
No interceptions for Dak last night, too.
Very impressed with Dak. Very impressed. I'm thinking about getting a full leg tattoo of my own, detailing my own life of calling women liars. So,
jeez,
that may take up two legs and about half a torso, but may have to be under for a couple weeks to get that done. But,
oh, man.
But yeah, our offense played well. Dak played well. We didn't even have to break out our favorite training camp party trick, Deuce Vaughn, until the fourth quarter because everything going so well.
It's just a party trick, I guess.
That's what I call them, our training camp party trick.
Well, it's really about the defense, though. And I guess at some point you're going to have to figure out that whole Micah Parsons contract thing.
I know. That defense is so good, and Mike is just unbelievable. Yes, it is going to cost a lot of money to renew Micah's contract. And so I just want to say Cowboy fans might want to get ready for $50 hot dogs at the stadium on game day.
Pretty close to that now, aren't they?
Indeed.
Well, it's a hell of a start for your team, a 40-0 win. And, I mean, you're getting up there in age. Maybe this will actually be the year for you.
Well, I know. I mean, it's hard to believe so much has changed in the time that I've been GM and owner of the Cowboys, our Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys. And it's hard to believe this. You know, that this season is the first time in, I think, about 24 years that the NFC East won't have little Danny Snyder hanging around to make the rest of us all feel better about ourselves. But I think that this is our year. I think this is the year that old Jerry finally gets his own Super Bowl.
Okay.
Without Jimmy. No Jimmy at all in this one. But we're off to a positive start. We just got to take it one game at a time here.
Well, that's the way to do it.
That's right. But last night's game made me very happy. And I think that the only thing that could make me happier than last night's game would be seeing Skip Bayless trade places with Gil Brandt.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, that's really dark, okay. Jerry.
Moment of silence for Gil Brandt on 9/11.
Paul in
George.
Damn it, George.
Well, I thought we were going to calls. I thought you wanted to take some calls.
Good morning.
All right, good morning. We'll see you. There goes Jarrah.